Today we're going to start the Holy Letters of the Rebbe in Volume 6. This is letter number 1640, and it's dated Tezayin Sivan Shalom of Racha. This letter has several different subject matters to it, and we don't even have all of them. As you can see, it starts from the letter Beis, means number 2. Which means that number 1 is, I guess, is not something for the public. So, the Rebbe starts the letter with Shalom Uvracha, peace and blessing. So the Rebbe says, first of all, I've received your letter Saturday night, Bahar B'chakoysai, even though the Rebbe makes a point, it was delayed. The Rebbe said, like to hear from you more often, and that's implied. Also, the Rebbe said, I also received your earlier letters, and the Rebbe says, I'm very pleased, or it's very delightful to read about your occupation in spreading out the wellsprings of Hasidus to the outside, the customs, the instructions, and certainly the Rebbe says, as the ruling of our Holy Torah, that you're going to add additional force, additional strength, because we know that in holiness one should always go higher. Mailim bekoidish, you should always increase when you're doing. Never stop, never rest, but continue to increase. And the more you increase, Hashem increases for you. Chola moisif, meisif in lo. You increase, Hashem will increase His blessings to you. That's the number 2 things that the Rebbe addresses here. Is this this person apparently had a pretty smart boy who was less than 5 years old. Generally, in those days especially, people would bring their 5-year-old, as it says in the Pirkei Avos, actually, it says, Ben Chomish Lemikra, 5-year-old for studying Chomish. But apparently he was a little smarter or whatever, he had in mind to bring him into Chay. It doesn't say that, that's my own interpretation, but he writes to the Rebbe that he has in mind to bring his son, who is not yet 5, into Cheder. Into Cheder meaning the yeshiva, the study. So the Rebbe says, generally speaking, when we talk about this kind of a situation, it really depends on the development, the physical development, and also the capabilities, the talents. And the main thing the Rebbe says is, if you can find a grade in which there would not be too much of a age difference between them and your son. And then the Rebbe blesses him, Hashem. So the Rebbe advises that he should follow these guidelines, and then the Rebbe says that Hashem should bless him, that it should be with Hatzlacha, with success. Then he asked the Rebbe to instruct him, what is the pathway, how should he go about bringing the youth that are in the Holy Land, in Eretz Yisrael, Tibon of Sekoinen, how does he go about to bring them closer to the spirit of Yiddishkeit, Yisruch Yisrael Sova, to the real Yiddishkeit. How does he do that? So the Rebbe, first of all, the Rebbe says, I don't really understand your question, because the person was already pretty active in various things, because you're not saying specifically, because for several months you have been occupied in this. Now the Rebbe makes right away a parenthesis. It wasn't with enough diligence, wasn't with enough energy, as my father-in-law, the previous Rebbe, would expect. I don't mean just in quantity, but also in quality. But still, the Rebbe said, you found ways, and thank Hashem, to a certain measure, you were successful. So I don't understand, what is the question of your, what do you mean when you ask, how do I go about to bring the youth closer? And perhaps the Rebbe says what you're meaning is what you write further in the letter, as the Rebbe will address in the next, in point number four, in Dalet. So the Rebbe addresses here, apparently, you know, sometimes when you try to point out, I mean, again, that's my commentary to understand the Rebbe's context over here. Sometimes when you try to point out to kids or to people the benefit of Yiddishkeit and the benefit of Torah and the teachings of Yiddishkeit, Chassidus, inevitably, sometimes you're also saying negative about the secular education or about the people that are fighting for things that are of not a value, which go against the values of Yiddishkeit. So this person gave over to the Rebbe his talk that he gave on Lag BaOmer. He was in Miron on Lag BaOmer, and he asked the Rebbe that, is this considered to be like as if he sort of touched on someone on the other Orthodox parties over there, and meaning by maybe taking a different approach, you know, the approach of Chabad to reach out to everybody, or maybe Yiddishkeit in other ways. But he said something over there, and he's asking the Rebbe, should he do so in the future? In other words, when he says or he speaks or he it may cause or it may be being a little derogatory, could be for some of the other religious parties. So the Rebbe says, generally, it's very difficult to give rules that are equal for everyone, because this changes from one environment to another environment, from one gathering to another gathering, from place to place. But the general principle over here needs to be that the ultimate main goal is the idea of do good, to bring in good, which means to draw in, to schlep in the greatest quantities that are possible to the kosher chinuch, the kosher education, and for Torah and mitzvahs. That's the ultimate goal. And you have to make all efforts for this goal. And therefore, if you are going to sort of say something which is going to impact somebody else's honor, you're going to touch somebody's honor, so that's going to be a damage to this goal. So if you create a negative atmosphere, perhaps with the other parties over there, then it's going to interfere with your ability to go ahead and try to bring in as many youth to the kosher chinuch. So the Rebbe says, after everything considered, all the considerations and calculation, it is not our job to lead an effort against I don't know. That's not our job. On the other hand, the Rebbe says, if in order to save the youth, it is necessary, you have to explain how parties, these party lines, and some of the destruction that this has brought and that brings, if you keep on dwelling on that kind of talk, so this is a negative effort, it's not a positive, then you're fighting against. So if you're not sure, the Rebbe says, we always know. In other words, if you don't, so in other words, Rebbe says, if you have to do it because that's the only way to save, then you know that's an effort that has to be done. However, if you're not sure, the Rebbe says, the rule is, Shev al tase odif. Sit and don't do. If you're not sure whether you should do something negative or not, don't do it, because better is not to do. And the Rebbe quotes from the Gemara that gedoyle legima shemekareves, the sitting together, having a meeting together, party together, that brings people together. And what does it mean, brings people together? First, it brings them together physically, because you bring them to one place. And then it brings them together also spiritually. And the Rebbe says, so in other words, the Rebbe says, try to include them, bring them together, bring them about, try to impact in a positive way. And the Rebbe says here, but it's self-understood that there must be a great care taken. And, you know, you got to make sure, using the words the Rebbe says of my father-in-law, the Rebbe, in one of his sikhas, holy sikhas, he says like this, you have to raise the other person to yourself, but don't lower yourself to the other person. In other words, when you're getting together, you need to make sure to uplift the others and not allowing for yourself to lower your own standards to the other. So now the Rebbe goes into a very hot item, so to speak, a debate. And you know, when Israel was founded, and we have the religious Zionists, and generally they perceived the founding of the state of Israel as the beginning of the redemption, that this was the beginning of the redemption. The Rebbe is totally opposed to that. The Rebbe is for sure for Israel in every possible way, but not to mix this up with redemption, that we're waiting for Mashiach. This isn't the redemption. The state of affairs of Israel and the leadership and the, I guess, the attitudes towards religion by people in charge. But notwithstanding that, the Rebbe says that the is a very clear definition of Mashiach in the book of Maimonides, in the Rambam. And that's what Mashiach is. We can't go up and make our own things, notwithstanding our joy and happiness and our support for Eretz Yisrael, for Israel. So here the Rebbe writes in number 5, hey, that I was shocked, basically, to read in your speech over there, and you say over there, the Rebbe is quoting him, now that we have, thank God, reached the beginning of the redemption. That's called Aschalta de Geula, in other words, the beginning of the redemption. And you say, I'm emphasizing, this is only the beginning, the complete redemption will come when Mashiach Tzidkenu will come, etc. So the Rebbe says, as I mentioned before, I was shocked to read this. And it's not so much about what you said, because when a speaker speaks, when he gets excited, he isn't responsible so much for what he says. You know, out of excitement, you say some things. But I'm very surprised, why are you putting down in your letter as something very obvious that this is the beginning of the redemption, and you don't sense, you don't feel the idea that this is actually blocks our emunah, this is obscures the belief, God forbid, which is included in this one sentence over here. And the Rebbe said, reflect on the following. The Mishneh Torah of the Rambam, that's the Rambam's code of law, begins with the words that what is the basis, the foundation of all foundations, and what is the pillar of all wisdoms, is to know that there is somebody who was the first one there. Talking about Hashem. That's the first thing is Sheyesha Matsurishin. That's the first law that the Maimonides begins with. What is the last law? Is how the redemption will take place. Why does he start with Amunah and finish with redemption? because this is not just by coincidence, but the end is tied to the beginning, and the beginning is tied to the Rem. So that means that this ruling of the Rambam, specifically, how the redemption is going to take place, is also the beginning is included. This is part of believing in Hashem, is believing in all these specific details as the Rambam writes. And the Rebbe quotes now from the Rambam, in the end of the Rambam, how Mashiach is going to, who's going to be Mashiach? So he says like this, and this is quoting, this is in the Laws of Kings, chapter 11, Halacha 4. So it says like this, Yamid Melech Mebeis David, a king will stand up from the house of David. Hoige Batoira, he would be studying diligently in the Torah, Ba'oisek B'mitzvahs, and he would be occupying himself in mitzvahs, K'David Aviv, just like his father David, which means he comes from the tribe of David, the Beis David. K'fi Torah Shebiksav B'Shebalpeh, following the written and the oral Torah. Now this king, the Yaakov Kol Yisrael, he will force all of Israel, Leilech Bo, to follow the Torah, Ulechazik Bitka, and to strengthen the part of the Torah. And then, the Yilchem Milchemes Hashem, he will wage the wars of Hashem, the wars against the nations. Harezeh Becheskes Shu Mashiach. Then, we assume that he is Mashiach after doing all these things. Now, but we don't know yet for sure at this point. Im Oso V'Yitzliach, if he did and he succeeded, Ubono Migdash b'mekoymoy, and he built the Migdash, the Beis HaMikdash in its place, the Kibbutz Nidcha Yisrael, and he gathered those who are distant, those who are far away of Israel. So then, once he does that, Harezeh Mashiach bevadai, then he is certainly Mashiach, after being successfully doing that. And what is he going to do? He will prepare the entire world to serve Hashem together, etc. So, these are the words of the Rambam. So you see a very clear ruling in our Torah about the redemption and about the beginning, which means, first of all, there needs to be a person, a physical person, with 248 limbs, who studies Torah and wages war of Hashem. And he's going to start by spreading Torah and raising, uplifting the level of Torah. And then he is going to ingather all the exiles, etc., etc. So this is even according to the teaching of the Revealed, according to the Rambam. But as far as the teaching of Hasidus, for sure you saw in many Drushim, what the concept of Mashiach is, those lights and those revelations that are tied to it. And so, you know, Mashiach is going to bring a great spiritual elevation. It's not going to be there. And now the Rebbe says, look what's going on while you're in the Holy Land, Tibon of Isikoinen, and you see the situation as it is, that people are so confused, they make the light, they turn, they say that it's dark, and dark is light. And after all what's going on, they're going to say that this is the beginning of the redemption, and to announce this with a loud voice, this is surprising after surprising. But the Rebbe said, I don't want to get into the great length. Number one, it's obvious, even after a very little reflection, and a short while you can come up. Number two, as I said before, our job is positive, to do positive things, not rejections, not to reject, like we heard from my father-in-law, the Rebbe, this expression of the Tzemach Tzedek, who used the words, he says, Anan poile di imam anon. The Gemara, there's this discussion, there is workers of the day and there's workers that work at night. He says, we're day workers, but what he means, poile di imam anan, we are workers to bring around day, light. We are bringing there. Our job is to make light, to bring light. That's what we have to do. We have to focus on bringing light to the world. And number three, on Eretz Yisrael, especially, you're not allowed to speak Lashon Hara. You're not allowed to say bad about Eretz Yisrael. So, what does it mean? So the Rebbe says, what's the halacha is that you're not allowed to say bad, even if it's true. In other words, even the Lashon Hara means, if you say something about someone which is true, it's still considered Lashon Hara. So, that's the difference between Lashon Hara and Motzi Shemra. Motzi Shemra means I'm making you a bad name when it's not true. Lashon Hara means when I'm saying it's true, but I'm saying something bad about you. So, therefore, it's understood, as I mentioned before, that it's not your obligation to go ahead and bring an effort all day and all night about the negativity of present situation and pointing out how bad it is. That's not what you need to concentrate. But it's obvious that this can cause, by saying things like that, can cause a mistake. And then, you know, the word between exile and redemption is one aleph. You can make goyla. Goyla means exile. Lacking an aleph. And then people will think, while we're in exile, they think, well, this is the redemption. They'll think it's geula with the aleph between the gimel and the vav, which make redemption. So, basically, the Rebbe said, it's not your job to go ahead and tell everybody how bad it is now, that it's not. But on the other hand, don't lend any credence to the fact that this is the beginning of the Aschalta de Geula. And number six, the Rebbe says like this, it would be fitting that from here and on, when you ask these kind of general questions, so this question should come from the leadership, those who lead the young, they should first create a give and take between themselves and give an opinion. So it shouldn't be that everybody is going to write by themselves, because it's impossible to answer each one individually, especially if it's going to be a repetition without any need. So all these questions go to the leadership and together bring about all the different issues, and you should end them. I bless you, the Rebbe says, that you should spread the wellsprings to the outside, that this should serve as a pipeline and a vessel to bring down and to receive the blessing of Hashem Yisbarach to all that is needed to you and for your whole family. May they live.